Okay, today is Daf Samach Beis. We're on Samach Beis. We're on 7, 8 lines from the top, where it says Umi Israel Rav Chista Hoel. So yesterday, we just got finished saying yesterday that the machlokes between Rav Chista and Rabba was when you have in mind an Arel who's not part of the group. Not when he is part of the group, when he's not part of the group. What's the story? So Rabba said, since he's not part of the group, he's not part of the Karban Pesach, so you thinking about him, like thinking about that chair. That doesn't ruin the group. It's not even part of, it's not even Shaykh, not even in the Parsha. And Rav Chista held, well, this guy can go get himself a bris milah, and then he'll become eligible. Therefore, when you think about him, it's a problem. It's a problem with having, you're thinking about somebody who's not eligible in the group, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, one second, in order for that to be a problem, Rav Chista holds from Hoel. But he doesn't hold from Hoel. And Rabba, who said, it's not an issue, right? Why? Because he doesn't hold from Hoel. But when it comes to Erev Tashlili, he does hold from Hoel. So it's a kash on both of them. Okay? Omi Israel Rav Chista Hoel? Rav Chista holds from Hoel? That's why, if you have in mind, if an RL not part of the group, it's a problem because he can get himself a bris milah since he can get himself a bris milah and become part of the group, therefore it's a problem. But he's not. But we don't.
So is that the case? Then they recognize that the RL that they're talking about here is not the guy who is not allowed to because of two.
Exactly. It must be. There's Rashan talking about that. Because that's what Rashi always says, that an RL means machmas the brothers. Why else wouldn't somebody have a bris milah? Why didn't his parents give him a bris milah? Oh, you have once in a blue moon a guy. Such an unusual thing. The answer is he can't have a bris milah. He can't have one. Not allowed to. It's a sakana. It's not one of the big three. So you don't have one. So if that's the case, it's a good kasha. How you make this fit? Isn't that much hollow? That's true.
It's always just one thing. Arul, everything as the case, it's not about a good.
Right.
Never talk about it. When you talk about Arul, and the Chumash talks about a dozen times, that's talking about somebody who didn't have a bris milah because he was hemophilia.
Right.
It's talking about a guy.
Right.
Why is the other case a dozen?
Right. But it's tied to the fact that Arla and Pesach are the only assays that are chayav kareg. They're tied together. The Gemara, the Torah says that we said at the Seder, the two bloods, the blood of the Mila and the blood of the Pesach. Right, there's a connection between the two. The Gemara, the Torah says that the Medrash says the Bnei Yisrael had no zechusim in which to be taken out of the triumph. So Hashem said, well, let them do bris Mila. The Medrash like that. By Pesach Sheni, in the art scroll, Rashi art scroll, he says in the Pesach Sheni, in Bahaloska there, that what's going on with Pesach Sheni with the Bris Milah? They connect the whole idea of Bris Milah and Karban Pesach. There's a very deep connection. Why can Arla, we can have it on a base. I'm not sure if an Arla is allowed to bring another carbon or not. I'm not sure. I don't know. The Tamei person cannot. You can't bring any karbanos. I'm not sure about an Arla, but for sure, I don't know. I just don't know. But for sure, by Pesach, it's a problem. What's the issue? Somehow it's connected to the Karban Pesach. But right now, but why? Why? Why all of a sudden here an Arla can't be? Why? Right. So there's a special thing by Karban Pesach. Anyway, v'itmar. But we learned ha'ofe b'yantif. Ha'ofe b'yantif l'chol. If somebody bakes from yantif to chol. Rav Chista Amar Loke, Rabba Amar Eina Loke. Right? Rabba Amar Eina Loke Amin Hoel. Hoel. He says Hoel over here. Hoel Bikloy Le Archim Chazile. Since if guests show up, your cooking was not an issue. Really, you're not allowed to cook on Yontif for not for Yontif use. You can't say, you know, it's Sunday, I have nothing to do today. Yontif is today. You know what? I'll cook for the week now. You're not allowed to do that. Well, since someone might show up, you're not going to get Malchus. What is that? That's called Hoel. Hashtanami Chazile, below Lucky. Rav Chista Amar Loke, Lomrin Hoel. So now it's a steer on both of them. So Bishloma, Deraba adraba lo kasha. Rabba's not a kasha. Why? Hacha, over here, over where? By the orla, mechusar maisa. You have to, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean, hoel? It's Erev Pesach. We have a group together. We got a bunch of neighbors, right? What do you mean? Well, I could go get. You're lacking the maisa. You have to go do it. So since you didn't do it, how can I include you? What kind of hole is that? Since you could go, we have to decide right now. That one on the block comes out. Okay, who's joining in the Seder tonight? Who's going to be in the group, right? What do you mean, you could do it? It's too late for that. Hasam, d'lama chusamaisa. When it comes to the guests, you're not lacking a maisa. I'm cooking now. Why am I cooking now? Because I want to save time during the week. I'll cook now. And by the way, if someone shows up, I don't get Navira. Look at that. What a generous Torah. If someone shows up, it's all good. Nothing to do with me. So therefore, he says, Howl. How do you say Howl? How do you say Howl by the lacking a Maisa? What do you mean Howl? Since he could go get a Mila. He didn't get one. Elder of Chist, Elder of Chist, a Kasha. According to Chist, it's a good Kasha. Well, how do you reconcile the Stira? So, Omri, the answer is as follows. Ki lesel Rav Chista Hoel l'kula. When doesn't Rav Chista hold of Hoel? When it's l'kula. By the cooking. I'm cooking because I want to save my time during the week. I want to cook on Yom Tov for the weekdays. I don't want to do that. Someone might show up. What kind of cool is that? What a cool. Kind of you because what, now they change your kavana? No.
It's a cooler.
It's a big cooler. It's a huge cooler. Someone shows up. You get out of doing the Nisa Daraita. Not saying that. Here, L'chumra Islay. L'chumra, I'll say Howl. L'chumra is as follows. To include an Arel that's not counted. To include an Arel that's not part of the group, right? And I'll passel the carbon, right? Even though. Why am I passing the carbon? Right. Because since...
Because now he's still an Arul.
He's still an Arul. But since he can go get himself fixed...
Then he'd be okay.
Then he'd be part of the group.
Right.
So I'm passing it now too. Yeah, we don't know what this is.
Sounds good.
What is this? Might drink some cranberry juice.
Find a poisoner? I still understand. He's part of the group. Is that what you're passing here because he wasn't able to be a part of the group then? So then it's not whole yet.
What?
You're passing.
No, he's not part of the group. He's not part of the group. But he's an RL. By the way, this chair is also not part of the group.
No.
So if I think about the chair, the answer, that's not a problem. Since he can make himself into an RL, he make himself into having a bris mila.
So that would be whole.
Right. But he's still not part of the group. He just doesn't have it. He's just not an Arla. He's still not part of the group. So you can't have people not in the group in mind.
So what you're saying is that in the beginning he wasn't part of the group.
He never was part of the group.
He never was part of the group.
But he didn't have a bris mila. So he's no different than that chair.
Right.
Does that chair, right? If the Kohen thinks of the group and plus the chair, is it possible?
Well, let me ask
you. They're thinking of the group and people from outer space. Doesn't possible.
So let me ask you a different question.
So too, and all of us doesn't possible. Not even in the Parsha. However, since he could get himself into the Parsha, how? By go getting himself a Bris Mila, he's still not part of the group, though.
Let's say he can't get a Mila.
I know, it's a good question. Right. I don't have an answer to that question. It's a good question.
So if they're putting together the group, and this guy's still an Arab, okay? They're putting together the group. He says, you know what? I'm going to be part of your group, but I'm going to get tomorrow or the next, I'm going to get a Bris Mila. Is he part of the group? Does he become part of the group at that point?
No.
Why not?
He didn't register with the group.
He says, I'm going to be
part of the group. I don't know. Okay, now. So what did we just have to finish saying? Now, yesterday, Amar Le Mar Zutra Bered de Rav Mari La Ravina. Katani, we learned yesterday that R.L. Howell since V'Arla Poselas. Sint and Arla is no good. V'tumah poselet. And Tumah is also no good. Ma, Tumah. Well, what's up? A mix is Tumah, Kichala Tumah. Just like when it comes to Tumah, You have people in the group that are tamei. They don't ruin the rest of the group. Af arla. Lo asa mixes arla kachal arla. Right? So too, same thing by arla. Now, hai toma hechi dami. What kind of toma we're talking about? Ilem atomas gavri. Are we talking about toma of a person? The person touched a dead body, went to a levaya, and it became tamei. Milo asa mixes toma kachal toma. What does that mean? We don't make partial toma like all toma. What does that mean? That means to e ika arba chamisha gavri tameyin. If you have four or five people that are tamei, arba chamisha gavri tahorin, and you have four or five people that are tahar, lo pasilu tameyin lo tahorin. The tamei people won't make the tahar people a problem, right? It won't be a problem. Gabi arla nami halo pasli. Same thing by arla. Ditnan lamulin v'lal arelim kasher. If you have in mind mulin and arelim, it's kosher. Ma'ishna tuma de pshitale, ma'ishna arl de misapkale. Takam tuma was so simple, so black and white, and arl so complicated. Oh, crazy daf yesterday. So complicated. What's the complication? Why so difficult? They're both the same. Right? What's so complicated? So the Gemara says, you're right. It wouldn't be so. Ella. Tumas basar. The answer is tumas basar. Not that the person was tummy. The meat got tummy. There's no comparison to that for Arla. There's no comparison. So if the meat got tummy, umai lo asa mitzas tumah lekala tumah. What does it mean? Partial tumah. To ilu it mechad meivarim. If one of the evarim got tummy, and it's not touching any other aver, right? Hide it me sarfinan lay. The one that got tameh, you burn. The idach achnila, the rest you can eat. Now there's no comparison like that by arla, by arelim. Therefore, we don't know what to say about them. But my okimta, so what's the bottom line? The bottom line is it's tumas basar. Tumas basar. So 1 second. If it's tumas basar, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. What did the seifa say? What did we say yesterday? There are two seifas. This is the first seifa. We said. Donin davar she'ein noig b'chal hazvachim, midavar she'ein noig b'chal hazvachim. Compare things that don't apply to any other kabanos. What doesn't apply to any other kabanos? Arla and tuma. Arla and tuma don't apply to any other kabanos. That's not even true. But ayochiach zma, we'll see in a minute how that's true. Vayochiach zman, don't bring me a raya about pigle, shenoheg b'chal hazvachim. That applies to every carbon. Okay? That's what we said yesterday. Now 1 second. What kind of tumah are we talking about? Umay tumah. Inem tumas basar. Talking about tumas basar? Amay enonoheg b'chal hazvachim. What do you mean it doesn't apply to every carbon? Of course tumah applies to every carbon. No carbon could be tummy. Elapshita, obviously, tumas gavri. Obviously, we're talking about tumas of a person. Right? Umay eino noig b'chal hazvachim. What does that mean? It's eino noig b'chal hazvachim. The ilu, b'chal hazvachim, in all other zvachim, arel v'tamei mishalchin karbon osehen. They could send the carbon with the shliach. Again, I don't know what the story is on arel. Can arel bring an ola? I don't know. Why is he sending it with a shliach? But he could do that. An RL turned the light on my child by accident. So he sends a shliach, go bring a chadash for me. Go bring a shlamin for me. Atomic person could do the same thing. V'ilu Pesach, RL v'atomic, ein mishalchin pischein. By Pesach, he can't do that. The RL can't say, by the way, bring a carbon for me. Why don't you go bring yourself? Oh, I'm an RL. Right? No, it doesn't work. No such thing. Right? No such thing. Right, we don't know who the RLs are in the world. We don't know who they are even. Right? We don't know who they are. Right? How do you know who's an arl? Nobody knows. So, Tosfos asked the following question. Right? So now the Gemara is going to ask, Reisha b'tumas basar v'seifa b'tumas gavri? Doesn't make sense. That we're talking about two different kinds of tumah in the same brisa, In yes. Shame tumah kapara. My question was general category of tumah. There are details that are different. There are details that are different. Okay? I told you that's a fascinating question. Look at the bottom Tosfos, second wide line, where it says va'od. Just Tosfos is dealing with, how could you send a carbon with somebody else? How could you do that? Va'od, see va'od? Kashalari. Tamei, a Tamei person, eich mishaleach karbanot. How can he send the carbon? Va'habai smicha. He requires smicha, he has to lean on the carbon. So no, you can't have a shliach for that. Vafilu lamanda amar. Be a what? So, let me leave it just on the chatos. So how could you send that? No, you can't send the carbon. Who said there's no the smicha on a shlamim also, no?
Why? Why? It's ma'akev.
What do you mean smicha on a shlamim?
Who said it's only on a chatos?
Isn't that the whole idea behind it?
I don't know.
Smicha is so you can be kapara. What is kapara? On a shlamim.
Exactly. Anyway, v'fil man damar bia b'miktas lo shmei bia. Even if you want to tell me that partial entering is not considered fully entering, I'm only halfway in. I'm not really in. Therefore, I could be out and stick my hands in and do smicha. Want to tell me that? You can't do that. I'll be outside, but I'll be leaning inside, and then I'll cover all my bases. No, the parakal apsulin amrinan kol asomech rosh shavu machnis. My time, you have to go inside the base of mikdash. My time, why? Kol kol chabuinan. You need all your kolach.
Well, we know you can't send mishleach because say if there's a father who owed carbon and he dies, the son brings the carbon to the father and gets kafar for him.
Right, so that because he's standing in his shoes, the son's doing smicha, he's standing in his shoes. It's a good question. I don't know. But Tosfos is just a general question. Listen to his answer. Listen to the answers he gives. The answers are better than not better. They're fascinating. So he has a question. How does he do smicha? Three answers. Number one, v'tirei tzvi tachamayr ba'ofos. We're talking about birds. There is no smicha on birds. Chayim shani perakol get. That's the right. You like that answer?
That's a cop-out answer.
It's a cop-out answer. Inami, you're not going to like the other answers either. Inami or b'bechar u'maiser, d'lo ba'i smicha. It's a bechar and a maiser, which don't have smicha, which implies the other ones do.
Okay.
Kedam perek sheni midos. Now listen to this one. The carbon nashim also has no smicha. So I don't say it was a nashim, it was women.
Later.
What?
After later.
No. Leka, right. Leka l'ukme mishum arel. But a woman can't be an arel. So we're talking about a tuma and an RL. A woman could be tame, she can't be an RL. So therefore, we don't want to say it's a carbon of a woman, because half of it's not true. Fascinating. No? You heard Tosfos just answer? Fascinating. Now, Tosfos will say it's a woman. So a woman can send the shliach, and she doesn't have to do smicha.
But that doesn't answer the question.
So the question was, why not smicha? What about smicha? Oh, it's a woman. There is no smicha. No, that can't be. No woman can't be an arel. Right? You hear that?
It's a bird.
So then it must be either it's a bird or it's a car that doesn't require smicha.
Yeah, but bechar, arel can't send the bechar.
What?
An arel can't send the bechar?
Yes, I don't know about an arel. If an arel can bring other kabbados, I don't know. What? In Chagiga, the Gemara.
Listen, Mati doesn't like the answers.
Not any of them. All the answers. Never answered the question.
So the truth is, in Chagiga, Tosfos gives the following answer. He says, if an RL can have a bris milah, and if the Tomei person can get rid of his Toma, then he has to wait. Wait and do smicha. Why are you sending a shliach? Right? There are tumas that you don't know, like for example, a mitzorah. It's not up to me if I'm ever going to get out of this. I could be here the rest of my life. So then I don't have to wait. Or if my brother's died because of bris milah and I'm never going to get a bris milah, I don't have to wait. Then I can take a send the shliach. What about smicha? You have to figure out a solution. But if I can wait, I have to wait. Which is a whole other discussion about
how long can you wait
and what the idea of I'm not doing a mitzvah today. so I can do a better mitzvah tomorrow. What? We don't hold like that, right? I'm not going to do a mitzvah today, so I can do a better one tomorrow. That's exactly what Tosfos answers in Chagiga. Don't do the smicha, don't do the carbon today with the shliach without smicha. So wait 2 weeks. Wait a week. The guy Nebuch lost his relative. He's sitting shiva. So you can't do it. Send the shliach. No, wait next week. Do go next week. When you can do it yourself.
You really have a little shot. Don't do Shabbos this week. You can do 20 million Shabbos.
We don't say that.
Say that.
What?
No, we don't
say that.
Yeah. There was an opinion like that. I don't know if we hold. Violate one Shabbos.
The first question with the putting on tefillin?
Right. Right. I can only put on tefillin one day a year. Should I do it today? Or should I wait till, Hoshana Rabbah? Or, not Hoshana Rabbah. Tefillin. Davin with a minion.
Today.
Should I do today or should I wait till Yom Kippur?
Today.
What?
Today.
Why?
Today.
I can do it better then?
Right.
Exactly. Right. So you see what Tosfos says? Tosfos says the exact opposite here. Wait to do it better than do it now, not better. Exact opposite here. It's an interesting topic. It's a very interesting topic. Okay. Wait a second. You just said that I want to. What did you just say? Yeah, I don't remember. Okay. So now the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. Reisha. Oh right. It's called the Robin Hood approach to Judaism, right? I'm doing bad. I really can do good, right? That's the birth. Bad. It's not a favor. I'm going to steal, but I'm going to give it to poor people. Who's going to hold from that? Nobody holds from that. Even the guard that holds from that. They do.
Sure. Wow.
Oh, but he doesn't call it stealing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right? We don't really buy into that. So this is a good, very interesting process in Chagiga that don't do it now because you can do it later better. It's interesting. Anyway, Ilu, sorry, Reisha B'Tumas Basar B'Sefer B'Tumas Gavri. So the bottom line is, just got sidetracked, back to the Gemara, Reisha's talking about people and the Sefer's talking about meat. The Gemara says, in, yes, Amalei in, Shem Tumah Kaparach. It's a general category of Tumah and all the details don't matter. Vibay Sema, Sefer Nami Tumas Basar. Sefer also could be Tumas Basar. How could that make sense? Umay Ein Noig B'chal Azvachim. What does it mean it's not Noig in all Azvachim? What does that mean? Of course Tumah applies to every carbon. Right? De'ilu Kal Azvachim, all other Kavanos. Bein Shenitma Chalav U'Basar Kayim. Chalav. Let's say the Chalav got Tumah, but the meat's here. Or Bein Shenitma Basar V'Chalav Kayim. The meat got Tumah, but the Chalav didn't get Tumah. So Zorek gets Adam, you can be Zorek Adam. Why? Because there is an eater. The eater is either the Beis HaMikdash or you. The Ilu B'Pesach Nitma Chelev U'Basar Kayim Zorek gets Adam. True. But the other way around, Nitma Basar V'Chelev Kayim Ein Zorek gets Adam. You're not Zorek the Adam. Why?
You have to eat the meat.
The only carbon like this. We did have a concept that the Kahanim eat and you get a Kapara. We did say that. Then we say, what if there is no meat? There's no meat, we got tummy. But you don't get a kapara, you get a kapara. Here, the whole purpose of the carbon Pesach is to eat it. It's a whole different kind of carbon. Right? Okay. So b'mayo kimta, what are we just saying? And by the way, that's what it means. It means that of course there's tumah every carbon. Of course, every carbon has tumah. This is different because it's different minhagim, different rules. So b'mayo kimta, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is tumas basar, right? The aim is seifa. Look at the seifa. This is the seifa, meaning the second seifa over there. This is yesterday's daf. It said donin davar shelo hutar mechlalo. We're going to compare something that never has a heter. Midavar shelo hutar mechlalo, from something else that never has a heter. What are those things that never have a heter? RL and Pigel. Those never have a heter. The Al Tochiach, and don't tell me about Tuma Shahare Hutra Michlala. Tuma does have a heter. How does it have a heter? If the whole Klai Yisrael is Tameh, you have a heter. So don't compare apples and oranges. Now, 1 second. Ilayim of Tumas Basar, Hecha Hutra. If we're talking about Tumas Basar, how is that ever a heter? right? That's not a heter. The heter is only if the whole klai saw got tummy. That's a heter. On the people, right? El pshita tumas gavri. It must be talking about the people. Has to be. Veheicha hutra michlala. And where does it mutter? Betzibur. If the carbon, if there's a tzibur that got tummy. So again, reisha tumas basar, sefer tumas gavri. Is that possible? In yes, shame tumah kaparach. Same answer. It's a general category of tumah, and all the details can be inconsistent. V'boy shem, I'll give you a second answer. Kula tumas basar. The more I thought about this answer, the more I thought how smart it is. We're talking about tumas basar. So if it's tumas basar, that applies to every carbon, right? Every carbon has tumas basar. So what's special about carbon Pesach? So listen to this. Heichel hutra betumas Pesach. Ditnan. It's Pesach haba betumah. Necha betumah. It's eaten betumah. Shelo ba mitzchilasu el lachila. Because it's only brought to eat. What does that mean? I thought about it. It's so brilliant. What does it mean that, oh, if Klai Yisrael is tameh, you can bring it betumah. What does that mean you can bring it betumah? What does that mean? That means the whole Klai Yisrael got tameh. The Kahanim are tameh, everyone's tameh. So the Kahanim are tameh, and they're going to shech the tumah. They're going to make the knife tameh, right? They're going to take the cup, make it tameh, carry the blood, do every zrika, every busy. Then they're going to take the animal, going to take the hide off, take everything they're touching, they're making tameh. It's all okay. And by the way, they're going to make the meat tummy also. Right? You can still eat it. So the tumah goes all the way from the beginning to end. Oh, they can bring him a tumah because the whole Klai Yisrael's tummy. No one ever thinks, what does that mean? What are the ramifications of that? How does that play out? That plays out that the meat becomes tummy. Right? Because everyone who's touching it is tummy. So the meat becomes tummy. Is that a problem? Not at all. Right? Not at all. Right? That doesn't apply to any other carbon. Right? Someone asked before, I gave a share across the street, someone asked, well, what about the chalev? The chalev also becomes tameh? You brew chalev, tameh chalev on the mizbeach? I think yes. No? Am I wrong? What does it mean when we say, bring the carbon Pesach betumah? You could be tameh. But what are the ramifications? That means everything you touch becomes tameh. Yeah,
right.
So all the kahanim were not tameh? And what if they were?
Let's say they're all
tummy. Right. You bring it tummy. Right. So everything you're doing is betumah. From A to Z.
Because it's a different kind of carb.
Exactly. So they're taking tummy chalev and putting it on the mizbeach.
Out of the animal.
They take it out of the animal. It becomes tummy. Right? Right. Maybe, what are you going to say? It's not ochel. It's not a kli. You want to say that? At some point, that maybe you can say that. But at some point, the meat becomes tummy.
Wait a second. So
they might not have to do that.
Exactly.
So why?
We know that they were doing carbon Pesach after there was no Mitzvah. Historically.
Right, so they're saying if there's no Mitzvah. There was no Mitzvah,
we know that they gave...
And what about sprinkling the dam? That's also not Makiv.
Sprinkle the dam, carbon Pesach again.
So they sprinkle the dam. Carbon
Pesach, sure they
have. Yeah, we're going to have it tomorrow's daf, later in the week.
And we learned a question.
Yes, I guess they did it.
What?
I guess they did it. Everybody's told me you don't do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe I'm going to make some English with carbon. They did the carbon Pesach, but they didn't have the...
Carbon Pesach is a different type of carbon.
It's a different type of carbon,
no question about it.
It wasn't the same kind of a carbon.
Exactly, so you have exceptions.
Because the
base
of Mikdash
right.
Not a regular carbon.
Exactly.
If you would have done the same thing when the base of Mikdash was, it wouldn't have been a good carbon.
Unless everyone was tummy. Right. I don't know the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. But clearly, at some point, the meat becomes tummy also.
What about this?
You're roasting it, you're all tummy. You touch it. You go home, you take the... What?
What about
I don't know about them as bad.
They brought the carbon Pesach after...
Yeah, there's some evidence.
How long?
It's pretty strong evidence. That for a few hundred years. It's historical evidence. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed,
the second
Beis HaMikdash, they were still bringing the carbon Pesach. How exactly did they do that? I don't know. What all the details? What did they do? What didn't they do? What did they forego? I don't know. But there is evidence that they actually brought it.
It wasn't
and they ate it.
And they ate it.
The kicker was to eat it. What about the dam and the chilev and the kahanim and that? I don't know about all that.
It's understandable because the carbon pesach of yachil was the yikr for carbon pesach.
Yeah, but you can't. Yeah, but you can't eat it. You can't eat it if you don't do everything right.
Okay, but what? But you didn't have to do right. They just kept
right.
it as
correct.
As a minhag of a seino.
Yeah. And by the way, when I say that people brought the carbon pesach, I'm talking about gedolim, gedolim Yisrael. I'm not talking about some group, you know, some fringe group. I'm talking about, you know, conventional people.
Who was there?
First of all, they were only driven out like 75 years after the Korban.
No, not even so.
No?
No, there was people in there so afterwards.
Correct. Yeah. Till 135. The 135 they were thrown out. So from 70 to 135 they were still there. Okay. We're getting off topic. Next. Masav Rav Huna, Bridge of Yeshua. Another kasha. HaPesach she'avra shnaso. The Pesach that a year went by. It's over a year old, the Pesach, the animal. Look at Rashi. Look at the last wide line of Rashi. It's over a year old, right? Shenolad eshtakad kodem Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was born last year before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'yafrishu l'shem Pesach. And you designated it as a Pesach. V'chimata Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And when Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, of Rosh Naso, the year is over. V'su lo chazi lo Pesach. You can no longer bring it. Because it says, Zachar ben Shana, v'kai shlamim, turns into a shlamim. K'di alfidan, v'kipirka l'kaman, v'shar Pesach, b'mos ha'shana, shlamim hu. A Pesach on the rest of the year is a shlamim. Asks the Yavetz, why does Rashi say that the animal was born before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Why doesn't he say it was born before the 14th of Nisan? Right? Why does Rashi say that? Nothing to do with that. Why does Rashi say Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Two answers. Answer number one is, the animal has to be at least 8 days old. So it couldn't have been born in Rosh Chodesh Nisan because he wouldn't have been able to bring it as a carbon.
On
your Dalet Nisan. If it's born on your Gimel, you can't bring it your Dalet. Has to have been born by Vav in order for it to have an 8 day wait, and then you can bring it. So Rashi rounded it off to Rosh Chodesh. That's the second answer the Ivetz gives. The first answer the Ivetz gives is there's an 11 day difference between a solar year and a lunar year. So for example, let's say the animal was born on Vav Nisan, and you wait till next year. Yud Dalet Nisan. No, better yet, let's say it's born Yud Dalet Nisan. It's born Yud Dalet Nisan. I wait a year, Yud Dalet Nisan. It's less than a year. It's only 354 days. It's less than a year. It's still mutter. Rashi has to say it was born before Rosh Chodesh to make sure that next year it's more than a solar year away. You hear that? Brilliant. Rashi's so medactic. Amazing, no? Anyway, if it's...
Do you go by Hebrew, you go by Hebrew?
So he said, even if you want to go by the solar. Oh. This din of a year has to be a year old.
You have 5 days?
Right. It's a year. It's a solar year. And if you could have one Pesach to another Pesach less than a year. Right? Possible. It's very possible.
Yeah, so for that matter, one calculated when someone's bar mitzvah.
What? Because by humans we're different than animals.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's more than a year old, which means it can't be a carbon pesach. Right. So what is it? It's a shlamim. Or vishachat bismano l'shmo, and you shech this on erev pesach for a carbon pesach. What have you done? You've shechted a shlum to be a carbon pesach. It's basically what you've done. Right? No, lishmo. Right. V'chein or hashochet acher moshein pesach bizmano. Or you shecht something else for a pesach bizman. Rabbi Eliezer posel. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm not sure which one makes more sense, but it says that's posel. Rabbi Yeshua machir. Rabbi Yeshua says it's good. Why is it good? Because even though you called it a pesach, it's still a shlum. So I don't care what you call it. I don't care what day of the year it is. It's still a shlamim. Right?
So, can you use it for Korban Pesach?
No, it's not a Korban Pesach. It's a Shlavim. But it's kosher. Taima, what's the reason for that? Bismano, because it's Bisman. Hashalo Bismano, but if this would be a different time, kosher. Then it would be kosher. Everybody would agree it's kosher. That's for sure. Vamai. Why would it be kosher? We said, we finished with Amar Aleph, got about, we said Howel. Same thing. Howel, name a Howel. Howel, it was Mano Pasol. Since Bisman it's Pasol, Shalom Bismano, now in Pasol. It's not really Howel. It's not really Howel. It's Amar of Papa, well, the Shiny Hussam, it's different over there. Damar Kra, it says, V'amartam Zevach Pesach, who? What does that mean, who? Bahav Yaso, meaning, Lo hu l'shem acherim, not the carbon Pesach for some other carbon. V'lo acherim l'shmo. That's only bizmano. So bizmano she hu l'pasol l'shem acherim. When bizmano you can't shecht it for something else, acherim posel l'shmo. So others are also no good. But shelo bizmano shu kosher l'shem acherim, acherim k'sherim l'shmo. That's all good. Okay, next. Next. Now, Rav Simloy is going to ask a very interesting question. We just got to finish saying that if you have a group of people, some are tamei, some are not tamei. Is it a good carbon? Yes. RL and not RL? Regular and RL? Mullen and RL is good? Yeah. So how come if you have a shalol lishma and a lishma thought, it's no good? Why is that no good? And the other two are yes good. What's the difference? Not whole. If I have a thought, I'm going to shlishma and shlishma, it's no good.
That's what I'm saying. The shlishma is not a whole issue. The other ones were.
Tumah is not a whole issue. Tumah is. Why should I get ruined? Because this guy's tummy. Why is it with me? He can't eat it. Why should it ruin me? So lishma and shlishma. Well, lishma is good too. So there are four answers to this question. What's the difference is? Before we get to the answers, I mamash don't understand this Gemara. Rav Simloy. Also, the Kamei to Rabbi Yochanan. Simloy came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Nasdin Limar Sefer Yochsen. I want to read Sefer Yochsen. Sefer Yochsen Rashi says it's Midrashim of Divrei Hayamim. Amalei Mehechan, where are you from? Amalei Milud, I'm from Lud. Mehechan Mitoza, Melsevach, where do you live? Ben Arda. Amalei, nah, Eini Don in Lola Lud and Lola Nardaim. We don't give this book to people from Lud and Arda. The Kalashke in the Art, certainly you, Milud, Umitovach, Ben Arda, you're both. For sure you can't look at it. What is going on here? I don't know. Anyway, Kaifi, the artsy, somehow he pressured him. Amalei, Nisti, Begimel Yarchi. Let me have it for 3 months. So Shakal, Pekala, Pasak, Bidei, threw some dirt at him. Amalei, Uma Bururia. Look at Bururia, the bitch of the mayor, the wife of a mayor. Brought to Derbchina Ben Tradjon, the daughter of China Ben Tradjon. The Tanya, plus Mea Shmaitza Biyama, she used to learn 300 Divrei Torah a day, Migimel Mea Ravasa, from 300 rabbis. Afilu Hachi, and still, she couldn't finish the Sefer in 3 years. The Ad Amarta Betlasa Yarchi? And you're going to finish it in 3 months? Right? So after he bashes him like that, Kishakal the Azul Amalei, so as he's leaving, he was just totally insulted by him. Rebbe, ma bein l'shma l'shma l'ochla shol ochla. What's the difference between l'shma and lo l'shma and eaters and non-eaters? What's the difference? So amalei, ho v'tzur rabbanon at tov emalach. Since you're a tzur v'merabbanon, I'll tell you the answer. Since you're a tamal chacham, I just got to finish saying you're nobody, but since you're a tamal chacham, I'll give you the answer.
What's the same face?
Four answers. Number one, l'shma b'shalo l'shma, Psula begufo. Lashma and shalashma is a psula in the guf of the animal. Lachal v'alachal, the aim psula begufo, has nothing to do with the animal. It has to do with the people. That's number one. Number two, shalashma, ef shalavar isuro. You can't be mavarer. Well, where's the isser in here? The whole thing is isser. Lachal v'shalachal, ef shalavar isuro. By a show of hands, who of you in this group is tamei? That's all. Number three, Lishma v'shalo lishmo, yeshna b'dalat avodos. Lishma applies by all four avodas. La'ochlav, shalo ochlav, eina b'arba avodos. We learned this yesterday. There's no, you can't pasul the eater is by zrika. Right? It's learned out of a pasuk. So it doesn't apply by all four. And number four, Lishma v'shalo lishmo, yeshna b'tibur kibiyachid. Lishmo and shalo lishmo applies to a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid. Lachlav v'shal lachlav eino shayach eino b'tzibur ki b'yachid. This only applies by carbon Pesach. So by the way, the Gemara just says, Ravashi Amar, psula begufo, the psul and the guf, v'yashal levarer, and not being able to know where it is, that's one idea. It's the same thing. The ma tam amar psula begufo, why is it psula beguf? Mishom yashal levarer v'sur, because he can't be levarer. Okay? Now, just getting back for a minute, Amar Rami bar Rav Yuda Amar Rav Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin, on the day that Sefer Yuchsin was hidden, this book with the Midrashim, Tashash Kochan Shel Chachamim, the strength the Chacham got weakened, the Kehor Meor Inayim, and their eyes got dim. Amar Marzutra Ben Otzel LaOtzel Tano Dal Mea Gamli Didrasha. The pasuk in Divrei Hayamim about Otzel and Otzel, these different places, or different people, they had 400 camels. Maybe it's an exaggeration, maybe it's not. 400 camels of laden with drushas to explain that one pasuk. And that was all hidden away, and we don't know what it is. What this Gemara means, I have no clue. We'll stop.
Divrei Hayamim Midrashim.
Midrashim on Divrei Hayamim, yeah.
They're really effective.
Right. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.